Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. We are where we are because there, when I'm talking about the government shutdown now and the debt ceiling debate, we are where we are because Republicans led by Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and others said, look, we have to fight Obamacare now. This is our last stand. My argument all along was, okay, what happens when the shutdown comes? What if they call your bluff, those four or five Democratic senators, the five senators don't come along and vote to defund, then what? And for all of those who are saying Republicans who criticized Ted Cruz didn't have a strategy, what was the strategy once you get your way and there's a shutdown? There doesn't appear to have been one. That was my frustration with this. Now that you're here, what do you do? Keep the government shut down indefinitely? Not raise the debt ceiling? What happens? There were never any answers to that. So now Republicans are looking at doing something that that bothers the hell out of me. Going to the negotiating table again today. Look now at this juncture. Look what happened yesterday when they said they would do that. Look what happened. Well, we'll extend it till November 22nd, and then we'll start negotiating. They're not. You saw what Harry Reid said. No. Well, the president will bring Harry Reid along. Sure he will, because the president is, again, going to negotiate in bad faith. I understand they don't have a lot of options here. This is why I didn't like the shutdown. But we're here now. So what do? Do you go ahead and let the shutdown continue? I say yes. I say yes. That's one thing they should not agree to. I disagree that they're going to tie both together again. The debt limit is something else. The debt ceiling, rather, something else. But the reality is, the only reason now that President Obama is even talking about negotiating, he sees he's getting killed. His approval rating's way down, 37%. And the media can spin it any way they want. Yes, Republicans are taking the majority of blame, but more and more and more, the shameful behavior by Democrats are being exposed. So now that we're here, no, I would not sit down, even though I didn't want to be here. We're here. And I think they're crazy. I understand where Reid's coming from, but I think he's wrong. There's these negotiations. Republicans are going to get rolled again. Now, Kim Strassel has a piece in today's Wall Street Journal that takes up on this. I want to share it with you. A crisis of the president's own making. The case she makes is, yes, she still feels Republicans made a strategic error. Now she believes Democrats are. This, I want to share this with you. For months now, the GOP has been held hostage by a faction of its party that deluded itself into believing President Obama might be rolled on his signature health care law. Let me just stop there. That was the delusional part, that he was ever going to be rolled on this. And no, the strategy hasn't worked toward that end. Back to her piece. Witness now an equally grand delusion on the Democratic side, one that President Obama nurtures at his peril. According to Democrats, their steadfast refusal to negotiate on the government shutdown or the debt ceiling is rooted in a belief that now is the moment to break the GOP fever. Democrats are furious that Republicans today use every Washington deadline to extract a spending concession and insist they must be broken of that habit. As New York Senator Chuck Schumer put it on ABC's This Week, if Democrats give in now to GOP demands, it will lead to a future negotiation like that and a future one. If you go for this kind of hostage-taking once, it doesn't go away. It comes back worse and worse and worse. Fact. The only thing that will make this come back worse and worse is a Democratic refusal to negotiate. Upon taking the House in 2010, Republicans made clear their top priority was getting the nation's spending and debt under control, a goal backed by the vast majority of the country, and they meant it. Time and again, they have asked the White House to work with them to reform the very entitlement programs that Mr. Obama has admitted are unsustainable and the primary drivers of debt. Time and again, a spend-happy White House and Democrats have dug in, unwilling to buck liberal interest groups, refusing to touch Social Security or Medicare, mulishly granting only small spending concessions. Those were given only under duress and only because the GOP threatened Armageddon in the 2011 debt ceiling fight. Even then, the White House stubbornly refused to cede $1 more than was what was necessary to push another debt ceiling round past the 2012 election. So, yes, Mr. Obama's facing another crisis, one of his own timing and making, and one that the White House and Democrats have understood was coming ever since 2011, and one that will be coming again 2 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now, a year from now, 3 months after that, until such point as the White House does a significant deal or the president's term ends. It is entirely the president's choice. Water runs downhill. Republicans demand fiscal discipline. Whatever the near-term solution to this current impasse, the media and Democrats are deluded if they think the GOP will give up this issue. It is built into the Republican DNA. It is a baseline expectation of party voters. Republicans will continue to use whatever tools are available, government funding bills, debt ceiling hikes, unrelated legislation, to force Democrats to cut, and they'll do it again and again. Republicans have always been clear on their price for ending these dramas. House Speaker John Boehner even provided a formula: $1 in debt ceiling increase for every dollar of decreased spending. Even a law professor can do the math on what it will cost to liberate the rest of his term. Were the president to embrace these negotiations, he could do just that. With a big enough give on entitlement reform, one that goes well beyond the tinkering in the recent Obama budget, Republicans might be willing to raise the debt ceiling to the end of the Obama presidency. They're open to fixing the sequester caps on sacred liberal programs, and free of the paralyzing budget fights, Mr. Obama could use the rest of his time in office for immigration reform, a focus on the economy, the building of a legacy. Congressional liberals in particular are repelled by this idea, which is why so many are encouraging the break the fever baloney. Their biggest fear is that the White House will give any cover at all, much less big cover, to entitlement reform and rob them of their favorite campaign issue. But Mr. Obama doesn't face re-election. He faces 3 years of trying to govern. And while the White House might like to brag that it is winning this battle, that's a relative term. Republicans have taken heat, but Mr. Obama's own approval ratings are down. His most vulnerable House members are being forced daily to take painful votes against crucial funding, which will be used against them in 2014. Another financial downturn will be remembered in the history books as President Obama's, not as some no-name GOP backbenchers. Mr. Obama's options are extraordinarily clear. He can end the political pain now, sit down with the GOP for a real deal, get credit for tackling the debt, and clear the decks for the rest of his term. Or he can let this drag on and be pulled kicking into talks that yield just enough to buy him a few months, at which point we can all do this again, and then we can do it again. That's what the break the fever mantra gets Democrats. Republicans lately have had to face some tough political reality about defund. The White House might want to embrace a little reality FaceTime itself. Kim Strassel, today's Wall Street Journal. That the reality is, however we got here, and what Strassel is saying is she doesn't like how we got here, and I essentially agree, but we're here. And yeah, Republicans have taken heat, but so have Democrats, and particularly President Obama. Right now, nobody in Washington is popular. Nobody. And if the Democratic position now is niet, we're not going to negotiate, that's going to hurt them. On the other hand, I think Republicans have to be exceedingly cautious here. And as I told Reid, we're going to be watching. Because any negotiations, I think, on President Obama's part are going to be what they've always been, a ploy that he has never been willing to sincerely negotiate this. All right, straight ahead. I want to address what is happening to Ron Johnson and how incredibly misguided some conservatives are. It's 9:46.
The Jerry Bader Show.